again hear his nuts, not assurance that there was only one person who did that. They could have been Sarisaban, and most of them were home guards from Fort Severn or from Yocrocte. And mostly they were half-breeds. And one of the stories that we got from is that when the last one that was there from Yocrocte began to be very old and turned blind and wasn't able to walk. And his trainee, which eventually was known as Bert Pinesis, this the last Topogitahui, the last fisherman, was carried back to Fort Severn by his servant, carried him on his back like a baby, and taken back to the Fort Severn for retirement. His name has never been known. That's the only thing that is known to this kind of person is Opagitahe. That's the name given to this employee. And the question is, when did this operation begin and when did it stop? Who were the names? And in Winnisk's story, the last one that did the job was a family called a bird, the first bird, and then his son, and then finally the service was not required. I don't know what year was the last Topogitahui came from Fort Severn or Yocrocte. So that's one of the things that happens during that time. Many of those people have done an extraordinary work for the Hudson Bay Company, but they're all totally forgotten. And the local people who did most of the work, and they were not able to mention in the great Hudson Bay Company. They were the people, in my opinion, who created the Hudson Bay Company. So this is the end of my story. Thank you for listening.